From The Strand magazine comes a newly published short story by a writer who died 50 years ago. Dashiell Hammett, or Dashiell Hammett, depending on how authentic you want to get about it, wrote The Maltese Falcon, The Thin Man, and many other mysteries. He gave us both Sam Spade and Nick and Nora Charles, so for a generation of readers, he managed to define both hard-boiled as describing the former and suave as describing the latter. Not bad. Well, now comes a Hammett story called So I Shot Him. Andrew Gooley is editor of The Strand and joins us now from Southfield, Michigan. Andrew Gooley, first tell us about So I Shot Him. It's suspenseful. We expect something bad to happen. There are secrets no one's telling us. Vintage Hammett?
Vintage in some ways, not vintage in others. Vintage in that you have the great vivid characterization that Dashiell Hammett's so famous for, the terse dialogue, and the great tension that he ratchets up. But it's not vintage in that there's a lot of psychological elements to it. There's also even a bit of a literary feel. I mean, if I were asked to describe this, I would say that it was sort of like F. Scott Fitzgerald meets Alfred Hitchcock.
And the whole story is about a man who's terrified of water and another man who says, nah, you'll get over it if he doesn't. I'll just throw you in the lake and you'll be swimming in no time and not afraid of it. So the question for us is this actually a form of murder? Is it being set up for drowning? What's going on here? And why does one man's wife, why is she so anxious about what's happening with the other guy?
Ah, you've sensed the same thing, Robert, right?
Absolutely.
There are a lot of layers to this story, which I think makes it just fascinating.
And why wasn't it published?
That's a surprise to me. I can say that being an editor, sometimes writers are not the best judges of their work. I think Hammett was a very self-critical writer, a writer who wrote all of his works in the space of 9-10 years. Probably it was something that he felt was not easy to categorize. It was not a straight pulp story, but it had some literary dimensions, some psychological dimensions, and he probably feared that it would not be accepted by the pulp magazines at that time. But obviously he held it dear to him because he had not destroyed it.
Now, explain this. It's not as though nobody knew this story existed. The Hammett's papers, his literary estate, I gather, has a list of all these things. You found it there. So people knew that he'd written the story. It just remained unpublished all these years.
Exactly. And the Hammett estate has done a great job of never cheapening his image. They've been very, very particular on what gets released by Hammett. And I, for one, am very fortunate and grateful that they've given me permission to publish one of his stories.
How many more such stories are there that haven't been published?
From what I saw in the library, there are about 14, 15 stories. And, I think that there are probably even some more that the estate has.
You know, as you say, there is a general explanation for why accomplished writers who are well-published write something and then don't publish it. They don't want to. How does it feel then to, in effect, be saying, Mr. Hammett, you've been gone for half a century right now, and we're going to veto that decision you made about this story?
Well, a lot of times I think that probably if Hammett knew of his notoriety and fame, that he would probably say, you know what, I think this was a pretty good work. I think I'd like you to publish it. And at least we had the approval of his family. So there's some... For example, there's a short story by F. Scott Fitzgerald that's never been published before, and it's known to be a very poor short story, and publication has been suppressed for a very long time, and that's understanding. But in this case, this was a very, very fine short story, and there are more questions at the end than answers. And as an editor, that's what you're looking for in a good piece of fiction.
Well, the story is called So I Shot Him. It was written by Dashiell Hammett, and it's being published in The Strand magazine for the first time. The editor of The Strand is Andrew Gooley. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
All Things Considered continues right after this.